The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Don't say it. Don't say that. Don't say that phrase right now. I've never heard it before. There's another one in the history.
Learn something new every day.
There's another one in the history of the spoken word. I've never heard those four words together before.
I got to see if that's a real thing.
Deer, tick, reference to a lady button somewhere along the line. I don't know what it was, but that was.
I was just telling Brad. I'm like, phrase. I know there's deer flies.
Yeah. Deer tick. They're the ones who carry Lyme disease.
I thought it was just they do regular tick.
Yeah. Deer ticks. Yeah. That's weird. You can be careful with that. Well, don't look it up. I don't think you're getting any pictures of what Brett just said. But nobody needs to know what Brett just said, by the way. Let's go to the fireside chats, which are going to be a relief for me to talk to you guys rather than listen to what these two are talking about. Chuck's on line one. Chuck, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
So far, so good. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Fire away. You're on the chats. Don't waste our time. Hit it.
So we're a local band, and we got together with another local band. We went out to Hollywood to play the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And the other band has three girls in it who invited us all back to go to the B&B and get naked in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, and?
And we didn't make it.
What happened?
Well, we were staying a long ways away at a hotel in Escondido or wherever it was. I don't know.
That's not anywhere near the whiskey. That's a two-hour drive.
Not anywhere near it. So we definitely could have pulled it off, but I'm wondering, and I'm happily married.
Okay.
With two children, but we seriously could have pulled it off, and I'm wondering whether or not I made the right decision, or I'm a complete jackass for not having what could have been the best time of my life.
Well, you don't know. Well, would it have been worth the worst time of your life once it gets all found out? When you called up to brag about it.
It's getting found out right now.
Well, that's true. You are stupid enough to have have not done it. And
well, now you
out.
Should have done
yeah,
it.
Now you should have done it because you're going to get blamed like you did. This is stupid, Chuck. You've made a terrible error. That's true. I didn't think of that. You're telling on yourself, thinking that you're going to get credit for it, but you're.
Did I blow it, man?
Should I have let those three
have now
blow me? I really wanted to do it, but I stopped.
So it was you and another band member, or was it? How many people involved in the hot tub?
Five. It was me, my drummer, and then two girls from the other band and her wife.
Oh, so they were kind of lesbians. Was it a band called Miles to Nowhere? Oh, God. I love you and you don't care. You say it back. Maybe. No. Was that them? Was that the ones?
If that were the case, you made a good call.
Yeah. Were they smoke shows? Were they super hot, or was it just average girls?
Two smoke shows. The other two were, mediocre.
You made the right choice because you're a decent person, but you got into rock music to be a whore. So the fact you're married, you've put yourself in a terrible position by going on the road with, drinking and smoking weed and probably doing all sorts of other stuff, and then bedding down with a bunch of other hot girls who are in it for the wrong reasons.
What's the name of this girl band?
Yeah, what are they called?
Silence Remains.
Silence Remains. We'll be the judge of this. Give us a second to find them, and we'll let you know if you blew it or not.
Two bulls and a chick? What were they?
Yeah, it's not a totally girl band, but...
Well, we'll try to assume that the ones that are male were not involved.
Exactly.
Right. Let's see if this is... But there's... All right, let's see what Brett's pulling up here. What's the name of the band again?
But my wife's down with women, too, so once in a while I pull that off. But.
Oh, so you're living the lifestyle. Your wife is totally cool if you and... she gets with a woman, and you can start hitting on that too, right?
Yeah, those but not dudes. Just randomly. I kind of got to set up the situation for it to be okay.
It has to be agreed.
These are all
upon.
Dudes. Yeah, what we're finding in this band is two could look like a you couple of gotten, chicks, but
you
I
might have lucked out and not did anything.
I think there might have been some lady boys there for you.
The band we're seeing is five young men. Silence.
I don't know what you're looking at.
All right, I don't either.
Silence Remains.
Let's well, I say you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Your wife already let you have some side action when she decides it, so don't blow that deal.
It might be a Kim Petras situation.
Yeah, I think we might be looking at that. What's the name of your band?
24 Thorns.
24 Thorns, okay. Well, good luck to your band, and stop trying to have sex with everything. If it's did we find him, Brett?
Maybe the other thing is to ask your wife, hey, I had this opportunity. Do you think I should have taken advantage of it?
Yeah, or maybe how discuss would you it feel with her. Say, look, when I'm on the road, this pops up. Is it all right if I call you and say, hey, I'm going to have sex with this group of young men that look like women?
Yeah, maybe if I'm out of my zip code, I guess.
Yeah, okay. If you keep that up, you're going to end up in jail. All right. We'll talk to you later. Chuck, nice job. We'll see you. Good luck with your band and all your fun and nonsense. Poor Chuck. He's lost.
He's wandering.
Yeah, he's going to get himself.
He just outed himself.
Here's the good news. If I'm
he
Chuck,
even told the name
look,
of a band.
All right, here's the good
it's
news.
It's a soft way of telling her.
Hopefully Chuck's still listening. You're in a local band. If you're going to get divorced in any time in your life, now's the time. If she gets half of your PV amp, who cares? You've earned nothing in life.
You can rent to own.
Yeah, you can move in with the drummer and live with him for 8 months and do whatever it is you do. You got nothing to lose, really, right now. If your wife leaves you, you don't have like.
Well, did he say? Did he have a couple of kids, or is it just the wife?
He did have a couple of kids. Well, that's even better. Now you're an outcast from them too. It's a better life to not have those around. All right, Donovan's online too. Let's go to him. Donovan, are you there?
Morning, Chancellor.
Hello, sir. Go ahead, Donovan.
I got an actual war story for you.
All right, hurry.
So I was deployed to Iraq 2008-2009.
Thank you.
And, of course. Carried candy with me because there was a lot of kids and they loved us. Usually hard candy like Jolly Ranchers or Tootsie Roll Pops were my favorite.
Okay.
And when our convoys would be rolling down the road, they would come out and wave at us and they, shout, want us to throw things to them. And Tootsie Roll Pops, with the stick on the end, it actually acts like a stabilizer and I got pretty good at throwing and it actually spirals away from the vehicle and you can actually get pretty good aim and distance at it.
Right.
Well, one time there was an Iraqi kid standing out there waving his arms and I threw a Tootsie Roll Pop and I guess I aimed it just a little too well and it went right into his head. And I'm watching and this Tootsie Roll Pop, it looked like something from the Zapruder film. The Tootsie Roll Pop just spirals right in, hits him in the head, explodes, so there's shards of Tootsie Roll Pop going everywhere. He goes down, and I'm just sitting there in my vehicle going, oh, Jesus, I just made another terrorist.
Yeah.
That, you created a monster.
Yeah, they hate the Americans now.
I hate you, G.I.
Yeah.
Threw a little turd at me, and it was frozen.
Yeah, so the Sharon War story.
Okay.
That's what I was hoping for was that you threw it, and it hit the kid's detonator.
And he exploded.
Yeah, and you blew him up with a Tootsie Roll.
You saved a bunch
of
troops.
Now, that is an Audie Murphy kind of super story of war. Not this, I tried to give candy to a young man because I was the pedophile of Iraq. I had a handful of hard candy for kids to suck on.
Or it ended up being the number two ISIS guy they got yesterday. He grew up.
He grew up.
And there
he
is years later.
Get you, just solely to kill you. Yeah. I've always wanted to kill Officer Donovan. I always hate you. Yeah, the better story. I'm going to change your story. Your story's okay. But for in the future, when you tell it, say you were chucking candy at the kids and you threw it at one of them who looked nervous and it spiraled right down, hit him in the chest, and he blew up because I hit him directly in the detonator.
Well, we actually had kids throwing grenades and killed a couple of guys. So,
So
that's not too far from the truth.
That's right. So you've killed kids before, so it's no big deal to tell this story. Horrifying.
Can I ask real quick?
I suppose.
Do you guys ever get a follow-up to what would Brady's do?
Sometimes. I get a few of them that are like...
I think we got one today, maybe.
Well, we might after that.
Did you ever...
Oh, yeah, there possibly is one.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. Well, on phones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, why? What's your question?
The one with the dew juice, the sneezing or some dew juice. That's all I remember. Something about somebody sneezed in her chonies or something.
Yes.
I was wondering if you ever got a follow-up with that.
I doubt those people ever talk to us again.
She was taken out with a Tootsie Pop.
Right, yeah, she was murdered with a frozen Tootsie. Yeah.
You know anything about that?
The lady who had, if I remember, her underwear was filled with dude juice, and I suggested perhaps just she had a vaginal sneeze, because sometimes a woman's thing makes her underwear
it's got
allergies. I don't know. Get back to that thing that's behind you. You've got Tootsie Rolls to throw. Get that kid a Tootsie. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thank you, Donovan.
Thanks,
there's
guys.
A child in the back that needs a Tootsie. Oh, no, we've done it again.
Hero.
He's a hero. He stopped ISIS. Cold in its nine-year-old tracks. Joseph is on line three. Joseph, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
All right, go ahead, Joseph. Don't waste our time. Hurry.
All right, guys. Good morning to you. So about a couple years back, I had just been released from prison, and I was, just needing a woman in my life, and I thought I was in love, and this girl was a hopeless drug addict, and I called in, and I said, what do I do? Like, I think I love this girl, but I want to live a better life. And Brady's like, man, drop that girl like a bad habit.
Yeah.
So I dropped the girl like a bad habit. My life is 2 years later. I'm not in prison. I'm still out. I'm helping other men that are struggling with addiction. And I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that I'm an upstanding citizen. I dropped the girl like a bad habit and everything's going well.
Yes. Nice. Did she drop her bad habits? Where is she?
I think that she may be somewhere around like 27th Avenue Indian School.
There you go. Not said.
She's probably not doing so well. I wish her the best. I hope she gets help, man. Brady was like, well, did you get what you needed out of the situation? I said, well, yeah, I've been in prison for a while. I got what I needed out of it, but now I think I'm in love. And you guys just laughed at me and said, sir, you are not in love. Yeah. What you are in need of is getting your life together.
Yeah.
So I got my life together.
Nice. Did you find a lady?
Yeah. So. You know what? I am working on myself. I'm going to the gym 3 times a week. I work at a local rehab. I'm really into helping men that are struggling, with addiction and homelessness and guys that are getting out of prison trying to change their life because methamphetamine's a heck of a drug.
Sure is. Yeah. Well, there you go. Joseph, well done. And the ladies will be around when you're all straightened out, when you're all ready for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until then, prostitutes. Just don't get caught again. You're a felon.
Yeah. What I will not be doing is calling in on the most listened to radio show in Arizona and talking about how I tried to cheat on my wife.
That's pretty dumb. That was pretty stupid. Chuck was not on top of his game today. All right, Joseph,
you might need your help.
Yeah, Joseph, you could help Chuck out a lot with just the basics. It's like probably not a good idea to broadcast.
He'll be talking to Chuck in about 6 months.
Hey guys, I just want to call me. I'm a pretty heavy infidel. I'm knocking this lady around. My wife doesn't know about it, but I'm pretty proud because the lady I'm knocking is hot. What should I do next?
We're only broadcasting to like a million people listening. So.
It's all right. Thank you very much, Joseph. Good work, and keep it up.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, there you go. See, that's an uplifting.
Look at that. That's right.
These are uplifting chats for crying out loud. Keegan is the last one today. Keegan, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right, Keegan, go ahead. You're the last one. Make it snappy.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a physics teacher here in Phoenix. I was a Marine Corps veteran. I didn't blow up any kids.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, sir.
Oh, great time. I'm glad to be out and with my family. But anyway, so I'm a physics teacher here. I teach at a local high school, and I'm stoked about skateboarding. I love skateboarding. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a club started. I got it approved. And I'm actually in the works of getting it turned into a sport for next school year. I guess I'm wondering if you guys think I'm crazy. I got approval to let kids skate on campus. I think there's a lot of like community benefits to skateboarding and kind of what it does for us as a community. I don't know. I'm just really excited to be doing it. Yeah, just, looking for some support, I guess.
Well, don't teach them to wreck benches. That's all I ask. Don't teach skateboard kids to ruin property.
Oh, no, no. We're actually learning to make the obstacles ourselves. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't wreck some property growing up, but I've learned my lesson. I'm a teacher now. I never thought I'd be a teacher. Yeah. That's part of the link I have with these guys, and they're good kids. They need a good outlet. So if I can get them on skateboards, sure. That's what I'm trying to
do. How old are you?
I just turned 30, but I got Marine Corps mileage, so my knees feel like, yeah. I don't know, they feel way older than they should.
And are you good at skateboarding, or it used to be something you did all the time?
Some may say yes. I think I'm decent. I just love staying on it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to promote, hey, what are some good hobbies we have? What are some things that we can do to promote just
any parks in your area?
Getting out. Sorry, what was that?
Are there any parks, skate parks in your area? Because I know some cities have started to
loads of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Build a couple of new ones.
There's a lot out here in Phoenix area. I mean, they're all over, to be honest. There's a group called Skate It. There's a group called Skate It Forward, Skate After School with Ryan Lay. They actually just got a skate park built out in Tempe called Perry Park. So it's like a refurbished tennis court. So super cool. They're doing great things.
You can teach them physics through skateboarding, and then everybody can smoke out after, because that's what you do when you're a skateboarder. You get high. Hey, you get high with the kids.
Just don't smoke with the kids.
No, you can do that too.
They can do what they want. But for now, they're learning science. Next year, I'm actually already in the works of building my whole curriculum based off skateboarding. So super stoked.
That's Here's all. The thing but, also, Keegan, be okay. careful not being the not old but not young teacher who's cool hanging out with the kids.
I don't know where the happy medium is. I'm just trying to be me.
Yeah.
See how that goes, but
because one of them will say you touched them and then you're done.
Yeah. You're gonna date one of them.
You're gonna end up having sex with one of these skater kids.
I am married, so I'm gonna try to not do that thing the other guy did.
Yeah. It's a smart move.
Two kids. One of them's a toddler, so it's crazy. Times are wild, but we appreciate you guys.
Right.
If you're interested in supporting what I'm doing, if you look up Mr. Sherman Shreds on Instagram or TikTok, you'll follow me there.
So. Mr. Sherman Shreds. Okay, on the TikTok.
Yeah, that's right. It.
There you go. Well, thank you. Well, good luck, Mr. Sherman.
I appreciate it. You keep us going. So right. Thank you.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later. I thought for a second there, Brady, he was going to start asking for money.
I think there is a little bit of nerves.
I think he might have been. He just didn't follow through with the good. We got him out of there before he started hitting us up. Sounds great. Good luck with your endeavor. Dial tones aren't a thing. You're just making a noise.
I found him.
Yeah, Mr. Sherman Shreds.
Yeah, we'll follow him.
It's a precarious space to be the cool 30-year-old teacher who's doing cool things with kids. And then the next thing you know, one of them takes, you know, like you're trying to hold his hips to go, you need to balance this way. And now you're on the news.
And I don't blame him necessarily to say maybe that Mr. Sherman Shreds turns into a bigger thing where he can leave the teaching thing and start this new adventure.
Look, you're going to be on the local news either way. As a teacher who really inspired the kids, or a teacher who got in trouble for touching one, or a teacher who got sued for smashing a kid's face into a pole doing a truck grind. What did we call those things?
The soul grind.
No, inline skating. Don't do that.
Rail slide.
Yeah, that's
right.
Little
rock and roll.
Yeah, be careful. I always question the teachers that wanted to hang out with the kids.
Be looking for Mr. Sherman Shred's spring break video.
Check it out. Me and the kinder are out in the boards. Street surfing. Sherman Shreds, bro. Right, kids? Everybody take your shirts off.
It's not Father Dale's school of skating.
But it's too close for comfort.
Summertime, I always like boys with their shirts off skating.
Like what? The first part again?
Nice helmet. I'm not wearing one.
I know.
Ew. That's a cool van, man.
Everybody in the skate
I got a bunch
van.
Of boards in it.
Skate heaven, huh? You have that painted on the side of your van. Okay. Why are there no windows?
Don't worry about it. Just take your seat and buckle up. We're going skeeting. It's about a 5-hour drive.
It's 9:07. Well, good luck, Mr. Sherman. I hope it sounds like a
Sounds like a good
A worthy endeavor, but perhaps I read too much into teachers that want to hang out with kids. Because I am a man. Last thing I want to do, hang out with kids. And that's been true since I was about 11. Last thing I want to do was more kids in the house. I was enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Coaching.
I did it once for a year, and I hated all of them. I didn't like them. There you go. Those are your fireside chats. Not bad, everybody. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.